Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, September 19th. The late Queen Elizabeth II was laid to rest at St. George's Chapel today at Windsor Castle. In Ottawa, a national ceremony was held at the Christ Church Cathedral. Former Governor General Adrian Clarkson gave a eulogy.
Queen Elizabeth II came and signed the patriation of our Constitution, for which Canadians had worked for decades. We gained our Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Canadians will always remember the Queen for coming to sign over to us what is rightfully ours.
The Queen's funeral was broadcast live to over 200 countries and territories worldwide. Tomorrow afternoon, another ceremony will be held, this time in Toronto. It will be attended by Lieutenant Governor Elizabeth Dowdeswell and Premier Doug Ford. It will also have a 96-gun salute from Queen's Park. The Owen Sound Legion held a memorial service for the Queen at the Cenotaph in the city today. The service included a moment of silence, the singing of O Canada, and the laying of a wreath. Owen Sound Legion President Ed Yates.
Being that she is our head of state in Canada, one with her passing, we have to do something to honor her life and service.
Ceremonies were also held by the Legions in Wyarton and Hanover. Grey Bruce Health Services says it has selected a location for its new wellness and treatment center to support individuals with addictions and mental health issues. A release says the new center will be located in the former Bayview Public School at 6th Street A East in Owen Sound. Grey Bruce Health Services received funding earlier this year from the Ministry of Health to add 36 beds to serve the growing number of individuals in this region in need of addiction and mental health services. The hospital organization says it has seen a 70% increase in the past 6 years of opioid-related hospitalizations, and emergency department visits related to opioid use have tripled. The town of South Bruce Peninsula says Wyarton Willie has returned home. The famous albino prognosticating groundhog will be making the 2023 prediction on Groundhog Day next February 2nd. The town says the brown groundhog, who made the 2022 prediction, will take a back seat next year and remain an ever-so-spoiled understudy. Mayor Janice Jackson says in a statement today, it's such a relief to have their albino buddy back in Wyarton again. The United States has made a prisoner exchange with the Taliban. Today, U.S. citizen, civil engineer, and Navy veteran Mark Frericks was released by the Taliban after being held hostage for over 2 years. The U.S. in turn released Taliban ally Bashir Nirzai, who was serving a life sentence for conspiring to ship more than $50 million in heroin into the U.S. In Japan, a super typhoon has forced the evacuation of 9 million people from their homes. It's being called one of the worst storms the country has ever seen. Meanwhile, the Dominican Republic is being battered by Hurricane Fiona, and heavy rain is dumping on Puerto Rico, which is experiencing an island-wide blackout. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 176 points to 19,562. The Dow Jones is up 197 points. Our dollar is trading at 75.46 U.S. cents, up 0.07 of a cent, and the price of oil is $85.49, up 38 cents a barrel. In sports, there are Monday night games in the NFL. The 1-0 Buffalo Bills host the 0-1 Tennessee Titans, and the Minnesota Vikings visit the Philadelphia Eagles in a battle of 1-0 teams. 7:15 and 8:30 kickoffs for those games tonight. It's an off night for the Toronto Blue Jays after taking 2 of 3 from the Baltimore Orioles over the weekend. Tomorrow, the Jays open a 2-game miniseries in Philadelphia. And the Owen Sound Attack are getting set to host their first home game of the exhibition season tomorrow night when they take on the North Bay Battalion at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.